Proximity, which opens on various platforms on Monday, which is a science fiction film directed by a guy who's known primarily for working in visual effects, Eric Demusi, I think that's how you pronounce his name. And he worked on things like Stranger Things, Game of Thrones. So the story is basically this young whiz kid is abducted by aliens whilst he has a video camera with him. He has a video that manages to capture some of the abduction. When he shows it to people, nobody believes it. They all think that it's faked and that it's just done by visual effects, which is a kind of quite nice little knowing gag. And then he finds online somebody who's had an experience which may be similar, to whom he tells his story, by which point he is starting to sound like a completely crazy person. Here's a clip.
In 1899, Nikola Tesla built this giant radio tower in his home in Colorado. And he got these signals, this sequence of numbers, and he was convinced they were alien communication, thinking that numbers would be a universal communicative method. 1927, Norwegian engineer Jorgen Halls, he was doing experiments with radio signals, and some of the experiments, the signals were echoing back to him seconds after the transmission ended. He could never explain why. On the Apollo 11, 1969, astronaut Buzz Aldrin said in secret that they observed this object out the window just hovering right alongside them. It was never identified.
So there we go. You get the general picture. He's become obsessed by the idea that there are all these conspiracy theories and that he is now part of the conspiracy. So this follows in a, you know, a long line of alien abduction movies in which, you know, which goes right back to Communion and Whitley Strieber. And here's the thing. I thought it kind of started all right, and then it got a bit silly, and then it got absolutely ridiculous. There are some fun things in it. It's slightly strange that for a film that was made by somebody who comes from a visual effects background, that some of the visual effects looked fairly shonky to me. It is a film in which it is possible for two fairly young people to escape from a completely secure environment because hey, the plot requires them to. And it goes absolutely loop-de-loo, la-la, and all over the place in the last third. But it was kind of, in the mood that I was in to watch it, it was a popcorn film. It was a popcorn film in which I was thinking, if I was watching this in the cinema, I would be disappointed. But you know what? I'm sitting at home. I'm eating a bag of crisps. I'm on my own. Nobody minds that I'm crunching away. And it's sort of all right in a sort of rubbish way. We'll be talking about it more on our new television program next Friday.